From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. There is good and bad news about the U.S. economy today, with the domestic employment report weaker than hoped. Unemployment held steady at 5% in April in the United States, and while the U.S. economy had a net gain of 160,000 jobs, that was far less than the 200,000 predicted by most economists. Business services, healthcare, construction, and financial activities gained jobs, while employment declined in retail and mining. President Obama says the employment has been gaining jobs continuously for 6 years, and he told journalists he remains optimistic.
In April 2016, our economy added 160,000 new jobs. That makes April the 74th consecutive month of private sector job growth in America.
Mr. Obama called on the Republican-led Congress to pass legislation to raise the minimum wage and spend more on infrastructure, such as roads, bridges, and water mains. The good news in all this, some in the banking sector say that the lower-than-expected job gains mean the U.S. Central Bank is not likely to raise interest rates soon. President Obama is also proposing new regulations requiring U.S. companies to disclose more information about their owners. The regulations are in response to the Panama Papers, millions of documents leaked showing international tax evasion through secret offshore accounts. Speaking today, the president called on Congress to do its part in stopping that money flow.
I've been talking about this for a while. Only Congress can fully close the loopholes that wealthy individuals and powerful corporations all too often take advantage of, often at the expense of middle-class families. If they're getting out of paying their fair share of taxes, that means that the rest of us have to shoulder that burden.
And much of his laws concern the IRS. This is VOA News.